please check the description to jump to a particular timestamp. What is rental arbitrage? Rental arbitrage is a method similar to house hacking. But unlike house hacking, in rental arbitrage, you don't own the house. Instead, you convince a landlord to lease you a property which you then furnish and sublease on Airbnb. The short-term rent helps you pay for the long-term lease that you have on the house. This helps you keep the difference at the month end after paying for the long-term lease. Let's take an example to help you understand rental arbitrage better. Assume you are renting a duplex in San Diego for $1,800 a month. You are living by yourself in one of the sides and you decide to sublease the other on Airbnb. Let's say you listed it for $100 a day and got 80% occupancy. This will bring in approximately $2,600 a month in revenue. Not only will it help you pay off your complete rent, but give you a profit of $800 each month. This in a nutshell is called rental arbitrage. Things to do before getting started. Thing number 1. Legality and regulations in San Diego. This year in February, City Council approved guidelines governing short-term rentals or rental arbitrage. The guidelines require a permit to work a short-term rental unit, set up limits on the quantity of licenses a host might get, make reasonable cover-up on the total number of entire homes short-term rental units, and make an authorizing interface to follow, oversee and uphold all parts of the short-term rental. Licenses will be needed to work a short-term rental in the City of San Diego starting July 1, 2022. The Short-Term Rentals Ordinance will separate city short-term rentals into 4 categories. Part-time rentals leased for a total of 20 days or less each year. The proprietor or a long-lasting occupant doesn't have to live nearby during the short-term rentals. Home-sharing rentals leasing a room in the home for over 20 days out of each year insofar as the property owner resides on-site. Home sharing incorporates duplex properties and qualified adornment abiding units and granny flats when the host lives nearby. Whole home rentals for over 20 days out of each year where the owner doesn't stay nearby. The quantity of licenses given won't surpass 1% of San Diego's complete lodging units outside the Mission Beach Community Planning Area. Whole home rentals in Mission Beach, the quantity of licenses gave won't surpass 30% of the Mission Beach Community Planning Area. Visitor 2 night lease stay required. Renters who have effectively observed San Diego's rental laws in the past will benefit. Also, the legalization has a good neighborhood policy, wherein the 2 hosts and visitors could be fined up to $1,000 for disregarding rental regulations. Thing number 2. Convince the landlord. As you'll begin your rental arbitrage journey, you'll come to know that this is the hardest part of the whole process. You need to be prepared and well researched. Good communication skills really come in handy here. Also, one thing to always keep in mind. Never sublease without informing the landlord. There will be a huge number of people coming in and going out when you're subrenting. It will not be hard for the landlord to figure out that you are subletting, and you might end up getting in trouble. Now for the convincing, rule number 1 is, always talk about the upsides. If you can rent the property on Airbnb, so can the landlord himself. You need to make a deal with the landlord that is beneficial for them. So they lease the property to you instead of renting it by themselves. Points to tell an indecisive landlord. Point number 1. Doing rental arbitrage is a full-time business. It doesn't generate passive income like long-term leasing. You should try approaching older people who are looking for some sort of passive income. They are more likely to agree to a fixed long-term lease. You can also reach out to full-time working professionals or business owners. Point number 2, you are more likely to take care of the house than a normal renter. As you are using the property to do business, you will take good care of it to make sure you get better reviews. As having a beat-up property isn't good for business. So telling this to the landlord might instill some confidence in them. Point number 3, you can ensure timely monthly rent. You can tell the landlord that doing rental arbitrage is a full-time business with ups and downs. It doesn't guarantee fixed income at all like long-term leasing. But if they lease it to you, you'll make sure to pay the lease no matter what. Either from the money made after rental arbitrage or from your savings. You need to ensure timely monthly lease payments to gain the trust of a landlord. Thing number 3. The initial cost of starting rental arbitrage in San Diego? You can expect to spend anywhere between $3,000 to $10,000. This cost consists of everything including deposit, furnishing, amenities, legal paperwork and LLC incorporation. But doesn't this contradict the low upfront cost of rental arbitrage? Well, these estimates vary from city to city. It is possible to do rental arbitrage for even less than this depending upon your situation and the type of property you lease. Still, the amount is much less than investing in a new property and getting a mortgage of thousands of dollars. But this doesn't mean rental arbitrage can be done with no or very tight budget. There will be some upfront costs that you would have to bear. Having some extra cash is a good thing to have. It will help pay off the lease in not so profitable months in case bookings don't happen right away. Here is the list of some initial expenses. Expense 1, rental deposits. A rental deposit is going to be one of the first and major expenses. You would need money to be able to sign a long-term lease with the landlord. For that, you will need a security deposit, first and last month rent in some cases. Sometimes you can negotiate with the landlord and use the first month's rent as a security deposit. Expense 2, photography. Do it yourself, iPhones have good cameras. We'll save you some money. Expense 3, cleaning services. This is not a starting cost, but you will end up spending on cleaning eventually. The best way to save money is to do it yourself initially if you have the skills and experience. If you have no experience or you don't want to invest time in cleaning a place, then your best bet will be to hire a professional cleaner. This can cost you anywhere from $50 to $250 depending upon the size and location. Expense 4, furnishing. Most of the time you should always aim to lease a place that is semi-furnished, as someone with a fully furnished home might be doing short-term rental themselves. Also, furnishing a place from scratch can add anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 to your initial capital. Not choosing the right property can make rental arbitrage not so low cost, so choose wisely. If the place is semi-furnished, then your best bet is to shop cheap for rest of the stuff. You can go and find cheap supplies from places like Home Depot and IKEA. Sometimes even Walmart can have a hidden gem if you look closely. Expense 5, legal consultation. Maintaining a professional relationship with a real estate lawyer can be very helpful in the Airbnb business. Airbnb regulations keep changing and you would need some legal guidance on the way to adjust your business accordingly. They can also come in handy if you face any legal issues with a landlord or guests. They can help in damage claims and insurance as well in case of any mishappening. Best areas for rental arbitrage: San Diego. There are some obvious places that come to mind when thinking of San Diego, like Carmel Mountain Ranch, Pacific Beach. But two of the best choices for rental arbitrage tops our list. First one is Number 1. La Jolla. According to our Airbitix dashboard, La Jolla is the top market to start your rental arbitrage business. There are more than 599 Airbnb listings with 105 private rooms properties and 119 one-bedroom properties. Monthly revenue for most properties being more than $24,253 a month, with occupancy being more than 72%. Number 2, Del Mar Heights. According to our Airbitix dashboard, Del Mar Heights is the second best market to start your rental arbitrage business. There are more than 581 Airbnb listings with 131 private rooms properties and 102 one-bedroom properties. Monthly revenue for most properties being more than $13,856 a month, with occupancy being more than 66%. Check description to see full stats for La Jolla and Del Mar Heights. To find stats for your city, click on the link in the description. Thank you.